Second Chronicles chapter 31, beginning with verse 2. Hezekiah appointed the divisions of the priests and Levites, assigning each man to his area of service according to his division. The priests and Levites were responsible for burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, in order to minister and to give thanks and praise in the gates of the camps of the Lord. The king's contribution from his own personal property was designated for the morning and evening burnt offerings, as well as for burnt offerings on the Sabbaths, the new moons, and the designated festivals, as it is written in the law of the Lord. He commanded the people living in Jerusalem to contribute the portion designated for the priests and the Levites, so that they could hold tightly to the law of the Lord. As soon as the order was made public, the people of Israel gave their first fruits of grain, wine, oil, honey, and all the produce of the field in abundance. They brought an abundant tithe of everything. All the people of Israel and Judah who lived in the cities of Judah also brought their tithe of the cattle and sheep, and a tithe of the holy things dedicated for the Lord their God. They piled up one heap on top of another. In the third month, they began to accumulate it, and they finished by the seventh month. When Hezekiah and the officials came, they saw the piles and blessed the Lord and his people Israel. Hezekiah asked the priests and Levites about the piles. Azariah, the head priest of the house of Zadok, answered, "Ever since they began bringing their contributions into the house of the Lord, the people have had plenty to eat and drink, enough to be full, with plenty left over. The Lord has blessed his people, and this great amount is left over." Hezekiah told them to prepare rooms in the house of the Lord, and they did so. They faithfully brought the special contributions, tithes, and dedicated things. Conaniah the Levite was the chief officer over them, and his brother Shimei was second in command. Jehiel, Azaziah, Nahath, Ashahel, Jeremoth, Jozabad, Eliel, Ishmachiah, Mahath, and Benaiah were administrators under the supervision of Conaniah and his brother Shimei by the appointment of King Hezekiah. Azariah was the chief officer of the house of God. Kor, son of Imnah the Levite, the keeper of the east gate, was in charge of the voluntary offerings to God. He was responsible for distributing the special contribution given to the Lord and the most holy offerings. Faithfully assisting him in the cities of the priests were Eden, Miniamin, Jeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah, who were making distributions to their brothers according to their divisions, the same to old and young alike. Besides that, they gave support to all those enrolled by genealogy, to the males from 3 years old and up, and to all who came to the house of the Lord for their daily service in their assigned offices in their divisions. They also gave support to those enrolled as priests on the basis of the house of their fathers, also to the Levites from 20 years old and older, according to their assigned offices in their divisions, to those enrolled with all their dependents, their wives and their sons and daughters, to the entire group, because they were faithfully keeping themselves holy. For the descendants of Aaron, those priests who were living in the fields of the common pasture land around their cities, in every city, men designated by name were assigned to give portions to every male among the priests and to all the enrolled Levites. Hezekiah carried this out in all Judah. He did what was good, right, and faithful before the Lord his God. In all the work which he began in service to the house of God, to the law, and to the commandment, he sought his God and acted with all his heart, and he prospered. Chapter 32. After these events and this faithfulness, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came into Judah and laid siege to the fortified cities. He intended to capture them for himself. When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and was ready to wage war against Jerusalem, he made plans with his officials and soldiers to block the water supply from the springs outside the city. They helped him by gathering a large group of people who stopped all the springs and the water channel that flowed through the middle of the land. They said, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find abundant water?" Hezekiah strengthened his position. He rebuilt the whole part of the wall that had been broken down. He made the towers taller. He made a second wall outside the first wall. He strengthened the Milo of the city of David. He made many weapons and shields. He set military officers over the people. He brought them together with him in the square at the city gate. He spoke to encourage them. Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be terrified because of the presence of the king of Assyria and the horde that is with him, because the one with us is greater than all those who are with him. With him is only an arm of flesh. With us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. The people were encouraged by the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. After this, while Sennacherib, king of Assyria, was attacking Lachish with his powerful forces, he sent his officials to Jerusalem, to Hezekiah, king of Judah, and to all the people of Judah who were in Jerusalem. Sennacherib's officials proclaimed, "This is what Sennacherib, king of Assyria, says. What are you relying on as you sit there under siege in Jerusalem? Isn't Hezekiah misleading you? He's handing you over to die by famine and by thirst when he says, 'The Lord our God will deliver us from the hand of the king of Assyria.' Hasn't this same Hezekiah taken away the Lord's high places and altars and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, 'You are to worship in front of one altar and you are to send up sacrifices only from it'? Don't you know what I and my fathers have done to all the people of the other lands? Were the gods of those foreign nations ever able to deliver their lands from my hand? Who among all the gods of those nations that my fathers devoted to destruction was able to deliver his people from my hands? So will your God be able to deliver you from my hand? Now don't let Hezekiah deceive you and mislead you like this. Do not believe him, for no god of any nation or kingdom has been able to deliver his people from my hand or from the hand of my father. How much less will your God? He will not deliver you from my hand." These officials had even more to say against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. The king of Assyria wrote letters to heap scorn on the Lord, the God of Israel, and to speak against him by saying, "Like the gods of those foreign nations, which have not delivered their people from my hands, the God of Hezekiah will not deliver his people from my hand." They shouted loudly in the language of Judah to the people of Jerusalem who were on the wall in order to frighten them and terrify them so that they could take the city. They spoke about the God of Jerusalem in the same way that they spoke about the gods of the peoples of the earth, the work of human hands. Hezekiah, the king, and Isaiah, son of Amoz, the prophet, prayed about this, crying out to heaven. So the Lord sent an angel who wiped out all the powerful warriors, the commanders, and the officers in the camp of the king of Assyria, and he returned to his land in disgrace. There he went into the house of his God, and some of his offspring from his own body struck him down with the sword. So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and from the hand of everyone else. He gave them rest on all sides. Many people kept bringing gifts for the Lord to Jerusalem and precious things to Hezekiah, king of Judah. He was exalted in the eyes of all the nations after this. In those days, Hezekiah became sick and was dying. He prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered him and gave him a sign. But Hezekiah did not respond to the benefit granted to him, because his heart was proud. So there was wrath against him and against Judah and Jerusalem. But Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So the wrath of the Lord did not come upon them during the days of Hezekiah. Hezekiah had very great wealth and honor. He made treasuries for his silver, gold, precious stones, spices and incense, shields, and all kinds of expensive items. He made storehouses for the harvest of grain, new wine and olive oil, as well as stalls for all kinds of cattle and pens for flocks of sheep and goats. He built cities for himself and amassed flocks of sheep and very many cattle, for God had given him very much property and many possessions. This Hezekiah was the one who closed the upper outlet of the Gihon spring. He directed the water down to the west side of the city of David. Hezekiah was successful in everything he did. When the envoys from the officials of Babylon were sent to him to inquire about the sign that occurred in the land, God left him to test him and know everything that was in his heart. You can find the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his faithfulness written in the vision of Isaiah, son of Amos, the prophet, and in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Hezekiah rested with his fathers and was buried in the upper part of the tombs of the sons of David. All Judah and the residents of Jerusalem honored him at his death. Then his son Manasseh became king in his place.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.